Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it's another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, one big part of estate planning is to help us to pay as little tax as possible. But
right.
The current tax situation, current tax environment, pretty precarious.
It
so
is.
So you want to kind of update some what's happening in that department.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's been a lot of movement in the estate tax. Some on the federal and a lot in Washington state. Now, taxes are one of these things to where individuals are very concerned about taxes. Mm. I don't want to pay a tax. I don't want to pay unnecessary taxes. And really, I've said it for years, which is an estate tax for most individuals is an unnecessary tax. So what I mean by that is that there are many things that we can do to begin to shift wealth and or create the proper type of estate plan just to make sure that there are no estate taxes when someone passes away. So we'll get into those down the road, but I think it's really important to give a kind of a current state of affairs, if you would, with what's going on here and now, and specifically in Washington, since that's where we reside.
Sure.
And there's going to be some opinion thrown into this one as well with the current environment.
Well, you're not getting into the issues behind the millionaire's tax, so to speak.
No, not necessarily, although that has played a significant role in the estate tax.
Yeah.
And so, we will touch on it.
I know people who are moving out of the state just because of that.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to talk about. And the interesting thing is that taxes are a huge concern across the board. It's not just for those who are very wealthy. It's a question that I get all the time. So again, I just wanted to take a moment, look at exactly what the estate tax implications are right now. Mm. And
Okay. Well, one of your notes here says that Washington, for instance, has the highest estate tax in the nation. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is true. And that's really, unfortunately, kind of the current estate tax implications in Washington state is that currently, and, I don't want to use numbers all the time, but because this is going to be very specific, I'm going to use numbers here in this show, which is currently, Washington State has a $3 million estate tax exemption. Mm-hmm. So what does that really mean? So what that means is that to each individual, an estate tax will start if someone has more than $3 million. So if I have $4 million to my name, then clearly I have over the three. So the first $3 million would be exempt. And then the last $1 million in my example would be exposed to a Washington State estate tax. Now, that tax starts at 10%. So currently, the low rate of Washington State estate tax at 10% is not the most egregious tax that we have to pay. For example, if we do capital gains, that's a 15% and can escalate up to 23.6%. So capital gains are more expensive than the starting rate in Washington. Mm. But the Washington State estate tax does float up to 20%. Mm. And that starts with someone who has 8 million or more. So it's a graduating system. So it gradually increases per $1 million that you have. Now, a couple of the brackets are skipped. So it jumps from a 10% to a 15% tax bracket. So if you have $8 million or more, then Washington State will tax anything above the $8 million at that 20%. So the current numbers, if someone has a really great business, owns multiple properties, has just simply done well, has received an inheritance. So a lot of wealth is passed on by parents, by other individuals. Matter of fact, statistically, the generation that is now passing away is going to pass more wealth to the next generation than any time in history. So what that means is that the parents that are passing away have done very well. And then their estate is potentially subjected to this Washington State estate tax. And then and then we hand money off to the next generation. And pending how many individuals that money goes to, or whether someone is charitably minded, there's multiple different facets of how money is taxed, but there is a high likelihood or a great likelihood that there is going to be then a secondary tax in the hands of the next generation. So what I'm really an advocate for is, how do we stop the estate tax at the creator's level? Or again, if you have received money already, how do we stop the estate tax at your generation in your hands with the greatest efficiency so that it can be passed down generationally instead of this constant exposure to estate taxes? So, so in Washington then, again, $3 million is exempt, but that's per person. So if my wife and I, as an example, had $8 million, then that means that I have $3 million, my wife has $3 million, we have exposure up and over that amount. But we need to be careful because each of us has an exemption. But if proper estate planning is not going to be set up, we lose one of them. So if I use a will, if I use beneficiary designation, if I use joint assets with my spouse, then when I pass away, my spouse receives everything. She's no, and I didn't use my exemption power properly. So we might have left the opportunity to have an additional, in Washington, say it again, $3 million passed to our family without being subject to the estate tax. And here's the other thing about the estate tax that I want to look at, which is it is on the value of all your assets combined. So if you own a life insurance policy and you control it, if that's $1 million policy, that $1 million, even though it goes to the beneficiary tax-free, income tax-free, it does not pass estate tax-free. So because someone owns that $1 million life insurance policy, then that would be included in their estate because they have what's called an incident of ownership. So if you own something, if you control it, that is a part of your estate. So therefore, we have to look at bank accounts, IRAs. We have to look at investments, homes, rentals, life insurance, annuities, and the list goes on. Unfortunately, even 529 plans that you own for grandkids could be exposed as being owned by you if it's not properly dealt with. So all of these things add up together to equate to an estate value. And as an estate planner, that's what I have to look at. What does everything equal when you own it? And so so on the state level, we have a $3 million exemption. Now, the federal level is much, much higher. It's currently $15 million. And that's $15 million per person, again, when proper estate planning is done. If proper estate planning is not done, and you would think, well, who would have more than $15 million and not have proper estate planning? Oh, you would be surprised. And so so when proper estate planning is accomplished, then that would protect on a federal level up to $30 million for a couple to have, but individually 15. So therefore, We have a huge disparity in numbers between the Washington state estate tax and the federal estate tax. There's also a pretty vast disparity in the amount of tax that is collected. So again, between 10% and 20%, a graduating system in Washington, that does not exist on the federal. If you are exposed to a federal estate tax, it is 40% as a fixed rate.
Wow.
And so
And this is all money that's already been taxed your whole life, too.
Well, that's correct.
that's a different discussion as far as tax reform.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of people that would claim that an estate tax is a double taxation, which we're not supposed to have.
Right.
I understand that philosophy. Although, if I put $100,000 in Microsoft back in 1985, when I was graduating from high school and I never touched it, then that would be worth, I don't know, I could ask probably AI to do the calculation for me, but I would probably be sitting in the estate tax realm. So if it's never touched, it's never been taxed before. So yes, the income and or the IRAs or annuities, there are some items that have been taxed or will be exposed to double taxation, but not all of it. And that's kind of where maybe some of the philosophy of an estate tax came from, which is there is appreciated property. Many of my clients have lived in their home for the past 40, 50 years and paid less than $100,000. I have some clients who have paid $19,000 for their home. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
And now it's worth $500,000. Well, that's never been taxed other than property taxes and the right to own property in Washington state. But again, that's a whole different story as well as far as taxation. So not everything has had this income tax applied to it. So those are the current estate tax implications on what happens on a federal level and what happens then on a state level.
Okay. Well, then how many estate tax returns are filed each year? I mean, what are you talking about there?
Yeah. So I guess really the heart of that question is, well, how many people is this really influencing?
Okay.
So, in Washington state. Yeah, or even nationally. And so I can tell you that there is a federal estate tax at $15 million. And if you have over that, it's a 40% tax. And even your response was, oh my gosh. And that's the general response when I talk about estate tax. A 40% tax is absurdity on anything. Well, so then I guess the question is, how many people are really exposed to that tax? So how many individuals
are the 1%?
And it is sitting right around the 1%. And that's why all the language of 1% gets thrown around is the 1%. Well, that's where all of this thought process or this political language.
Tax the rich.
Yeah, that's where this political language
you can afford it.
Goes through, which is currently, according to federal numbers, and there's a company that follows tax policies around the nation for each state and on the federal government. And so according to multiple different sources, it is just barely a tick under 1%. And so yes, that is where this 1% mentality or political language is coming from. And so now in Washington state, that is a little bit of a different number. And here's the problem is that the Washington state does not disclose how many estate tax returns are filed in a given year. What they publish is the revenue that they've received from the estate tax component of the budget. So in my opinion, Washington state is being a little bit disingenuous, which is there are some individuals who want to throw around that the Washington state estate tax is not influencing very many families. And yet, It really doesn't take, specifically in the Seattle metropolitan area and in the Pacific Northwest, on the eastern side of the mountains, I would understand that's going to skew the numbers dramatically because property prices are much lower on the other side of the mountains compared to what they are here. So I wish that Washington State would publish how many tax returns, estate tax returns, are filed by county, instead of using a very broad general number of utilizing property prices in OMAC, which you can buy a home for $300,000 still, compared to where you almost can't buy a home here for on this side of the mountains for under $800,000. And that's just barely a starter home. So with home prices escalating, with the stock market being at an all-time high right now in history, with prices being so much more, wages being so much more, I don't think it takes that much any longer to get to the $3 million threshold as it used to. And if you look at overall numbers and try to skew the number compared to the Pacific Northwest, then maybe – maybe the Washington State number is still at 1%, but I highly doubt it. I would love a county by county viewpoint of how many people are being exposed to this Washington State estate tax. I think it would be very surprising that a high majority of that is coming out of the four major counties and even Whatcom as a fourth. Versus what is happening around the state as a whole. So I think it's a little bit disingenuous, and I think Washington State is hiding the ball on this issue, and there should be more disclosure so that we can have a greater understanding of how this actually influences families and specifically in estate planning.
Okay, talking about current estate tax issues in Washington State, of course, with Paul Grant. If you're concerned about this subject, you need some help, some advice, some estate planning, Paul, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, opportunities to communicate with us, and educational opportunities coming up right around the corner. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, looking at current estate tax issues in Washington State with Paul this week. Interesting discussion, very timely discussion, as lots of tax issues getting ready here for the midterms and the way people vote even. But there's some real implications to having proper estate planning in this environment.
Yeah, there are. And So we look at, well, what does it mean for revenue to be produced? So this is a taxation on an estate, the whole value of everything managed.
Yeah. And so what kind of money has Washington produced over the last few years from estate taxes?
Yeah, and it's a reasonable amount in.
They still can't pay their bills.
Yeah, correct. In 2023, it was almost double of what it was in 2024, and then it went up 76% in 2005. I'll get to why that happened. It was a little more than doubled again, so that'd be over 100% increase. And here's the problem with the mentality of creating a budget on an estate tax. You have no idea how many people are going to die in a given year. You can only use statistics and average statistics. And then on top of that, you don't know how many people are going to die that are actually going to be exposed to this estate tax. So how many wealthy are going to die versus non-wealthy?
So you do know demographics of a state, though. If you've got a large percentage of elderly population, for instance, Arizona, we would think has lots of elderly folks.
Yeah. And the age, you know, there is a conglomerate of statistics in age groups. And again, the fallacy or the problem of using an estate tax as part of your budget is that it does fluctuate dramatically. And so now I guess there would be an argument against everything. The gas tax, how many people are driving electric cars? So there's fluctuation there. Sales tax, how many people are purchasing big items versus small items?
More than a lot of states as far as the electric cars. Every 10th car is a Tesla.
Yeah, around here. Yeah. And so it's so in some ways, all of the budget in Washington state is in flux and is completely unpredictable. Well, that's a horrible way to develop a budget, number one. But these are big numbers that you have. You have a certain number in 2023, but then you get half as much in that category in 2024, and then it more than doubles in 2025. That's really hard to create a budget and to have any type of predictability with it. But some of this also is that currently Washington State's taxing policies are all over the board. And so they're creating as much of the insecurity as what their models are supposed to be making. So, and what do I mean by that? Well, a year ago, I was on this radio program talking about how Washington State just jacked up their estate tax to 35% as the top rate instead of 20. Wow. Now, less than a year later, it's back down to 20. Why? Because the millionaire's tax. So, so our current governor was talking about that he wouldn't sign the millionaire's tax unless there were some tax breaks in it. Well, the tax break is exactly what he put into play 6 months earlier before he started using that language, which was jacking up the estate tax to 35%. That was one of the tax breaks he was talking about, that I won't sign it unless we bring down the estate tax that I just put up.
Right.
So it's we live in a very insecure taxing state right now. I mean, Washington state. And so whenever there is instability in the taxation, then it creates unpredictability in my world. And I can't help people actually make a plan that is going to anticipate what we have in future years. So,
and that's why people just move.
Well, and that's a bigger problem, correct? Which is that and so if we have so much insecurity in Washington, is moving really the answer? And I have talked to multiple clients, many, many clients. And just to give you, we talked about a break that supposedly 1% or less of Washingtonians are exposed to the estate tax, but yet 25% of my client base is exposed to Washington state estate tax. So I don't know how those numbers balance out when I deal with estate planning all day long. And I've had multiple conversations with clients about just moving. And my voice is, but do it because there's family reasons. Do it because you want to live in another state. I can help you resolve an estate tax. I can help you keep your estate tax at a minimum with good planning. And that's really what I want listeners here today to hear as well, which is if you have concerns about estate tax, well, that's why we're here. That's why estate planners have a job. And right now, yes, there's insecurity, but moving to create, to unload just a tax burden, I don't think that's the wisest way to move. Okay, it can be a reason, or it can be a reason that puts you over the top. But a lot of my clients have been already looking and thinking about making other life choices. Great. Well, then, yeah, If the tax is going to bite you in the behind at the end, it's not the worst thing to go ahead and implement those other family-driven reasons. So, but people are moving. Wealthy are moving. Currently, there are twice as many homes on the market in 2026 that are being sold for $5 million or more than there was just 2 years ago. So that tells me if there's twice as many homes on the market currently in the $5 million or more range, that means the wealthy are moving out of Washington State. That is a problem for Washington because revenue goes down in sales tax and gas tax and every other tax that we're taxed on. And it creates those who drive wealth to leave the state. And there is going to be a very, very bad repercussion to Washington if we keep moving in this taxation manner. So unfortunately, the taxation policies right now are in flux in Washington. They will move again. But the answer is always, we just need good estate tax planning, and we can help you. So if you need taxation, if you need estate planning at all, then head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, ways to communicate with us, and all of that can be found at legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, the current tax environment, I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this next time as well. And again, you can get these shows at legacyandfaith.com. Always great stuff, Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.